Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from the Messengers, the Andantes, the Undisputed Truth, the Satin Tones, David Ruffin, the Crusaders, Tom Clay, and the Velvettes. Well, first up, a relatively unknown group on the Motown record label, the Messengers. They didn't release many singles, but the history of the Messengers, who were a Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based rock group, is a tangled web indeed. Well, bassist Greg Jarosick was the underlying thread of the group and formed the first group of Messengers in 1963 in Minnesota, and he named them after a CB radio known as the Viking Messenger. Well, they opened for Dave Clark 5 inside Chicago's McCormick Place in downtown Chicago, and the Messengers were spotted by Motown's record producer, Jeffrey Bowen. He approached the band right after the show, and off they went to Detroit. They recorded on Motown Records' subsidiary label called Rare Earth, which was named, of course, after the Motown group Rare Earth, and was really the white group label in the Motown stable at that time. Well, after the song Coming Up, That's the Way a Woman Is, there were no more Messengers releases on any Motown record label after that. Here are the Messengers, That's the Way a Woman Is, right here on Motown Memories.
Love. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Undisputed true, smiling faces sometimes. That reached number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971. Before that, the Adantes. They never had a top 40 song, but they were featured in a lot of Motown songs in the 1960s as the backup musicians. That was a song called Like a Nightmare from 1964. And we started with The Messengers, a number 62 song in the U.S. Billboard charts from 71. That's The Way a Woman Is. This is Motown Memories with Tom. We continue to feature some lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. Well, coming up, a very early Motown artist. As a matter of fact, this is the 7th 45 that was ever released on the Motown record label. The group was known as the Satin Tones. Coming up, Going to the Hop. Well, the Satin Tones consisted of James Ellis, Sonny Sanders, Chico Leverett, and Robert Bateman. And they were Motown's first all-male vocal group. Their complex vocal arrangements both look back to the 1950s harmony groups and forward at that time in 1959 to the sophisticated style of the Temptations. Well, Chico recalled that Robert and Sonny both worked for Berry Gordy after he set up his studio on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit. Sonny lived a couple of blocks from me, and often we would visit each other and discuss music. We created a bond. James Ellis lived downstairs from Sonny, and James would lead, and Sonny and I would sing two-part harmony. One evening, we were joined by Robert, who lived not too far away. We brought some beer, pretzels, potato chips, and a jug of wine, and we started to do some crooning. We were so smooth. Well, Going to the Hop featured a rare guitar solo at that time in 1959, and it was released locally in Detroit. It got a lot of airplay, but the song never went national. Here is, Going to the Hop, the Satin Tones, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm going to the Hop. going to the hop. In my raggedy jalopy.
In my raggedy jalopy.
I'm going to the hop.
Going to the hop.
In my raggedy jalopy.
In my raggedy jalopy.
I'm going to the hop. In my raggedy jalopy. I'm going to the hop.
Going to the hop.
Going to the hop. It ain't got no brakes. And when it's moving and shaking, it ain't got no time. And I don't know how to stop. But I'm going to the hop in my raggedy jalop. I'm going to the hop.
Going to the hop.
When I pass by, the people all laugh because they know I ain't got much gas. But I don't care what the people may say. I ain't got no notes today. I've got a dollar and a dime. I'm gonna have a good time when I meet that girl of mine. She's my favorite valentine. Cause I'm going to the hop in my raggedy jalop. I'm going to the hop.
Going to the hop.
Happy three, my girlfriend and me, and yes, sir, my raggedy jalopy. I'm going to the hop in my raggedy jalop. I'm going to the hop,
going to the hop.
Doobie doobie doop doo, doobie doobie doop doo, doobie doobie doop doo.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
My whole world ended
Motown song? Email Tom@MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
The song was called Pass the Plate, never charted, but was released in 1971. Before that, David Ruffin with a great tune. My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. That reached number 10 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. And we started with the very early Motown song, The Satin Tones, Going to the Hop, from 1959. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and early 1970s. We actually snuck in that last song was 1959, The Satin Tones. Well, coming up, a disc jockey had a number 8 tune on the Motown record label from 1971, and his name was Tom Clay. Well, Tom was born in New York, and in the 1950s, he was popular in the Detroit area on AM radio station WJBK, both as a disc jockey and for his on-air comic characterizations. He became a local celebrity in Detroit. In the 1950s, he moved to Cincinnati, and he was equally popular. He got caught up in the payroll scandal of the late 1950s, and he admitted to having accepted thousands of dollars for playing certain records. After being fired from WJBK, Tom went back to Detroit and worked on the top 40 radio station WQTE, only to be fired again when the station changed formats to easy listening in 1961. And he found work at CKLW, a great station right over the border in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And this station, at one time, was one of the foremost top 40 radio stations in North America and could be heard in Boston at night. Well, he rode the wave of early Beatlemania in the United States, and he once again rose to popularity and interviewed the Beatles. Well, he was fired over a scheme in which he invited listeners to send in $1 for membership to a Beatles Booster Club, which was an essentially non-existent organization which had no benefits beyond a promised membership card or decal. Well, Tom Clay died of stomach and lung cancer at the age of 66 in California in 1995. Well, here he is, Tom Clay, right here on Motown Memories.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Got your cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ranker Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
Segregation is?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Well, this hour, we featured Motown records from lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s and 1970s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.